Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So many people just need direction sometimes. It's kind of like that adulting 101, right? We're looking for someone to give us the best advice to navigate our way through life. And with your expertise as being the money coach, I wanted to pick your brain a little bit and see what you recommend are the best strategies families should have right now, or what should people be looking out for that will be in their best interest financially in receiving money from this stimulus package and moving forward?
Well, the first thing I'm really emphasizing to people is to not focus so hard and heavy on that one-time payment, the so-called stimulus check. The IRS is calling it an economic impact check. It's the one where adults who earn up to $75,000 a year are going to get $1,200 from the federal government and $500 for every child. You know, of course, couples get double that amount. If they earn up to $150,000, then they'll get $2,400. So that's great. Cash in your pocket. Nobody's ever going to snicker at that when you get some direct cash. However, the fact is, it wasn't just the CARES Act, the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. That was the biggie, the $2.2 trillion measure, but there were also two economic stimulus plans, economic relief plans before that. So there was the $8.3 billion Coronavirus Preparedness and Response Supplemental Appropriations Act. That's a mouthful. And then there was a second initiative, and that was the $3.5 billion Families First Coronavirus Response Act. So bottom line, I'm telling people, look, there's like 7 to 10 ways for you to tap into all of these economic relief and stimulus measures and really put many thousands of dollars into your pocket every single month.
Could you briefly summarize those steps that you have for all of the different ways money will still be flowing for people in certain situations so that they don't rack up debt during this time of the pandemic?
So first, yes, you can absolutely get those direct cash payments, the $1,200 per adult and $500 per child, if you meet the income requirements that the IRS has laid out. That's a biggie. Second, unemployment benefits. For anybody who's been laid off, who's been furloughed, or had their job hours reduced, I would definitely encourage them to apply for unemployment benefits. And it varies all across the country, but certainly it's about $380 a week on average. And on top of that, the CARES Act gives everybody everywhere an extra $600 a week in federal unemployment compensation. So you take, you know, almost $400 or so in state benefits, and you add the $600, now you're talking about $1,000 a week in unemployment benefits, and they can last as long as 39 weeks. So that's some great cash for people to tap into. Wow. Emergency paid sick leave is another really great benefit. In a nutshell, if you've been diagnosed with coronavirus, tested positive, if you've been diagnosed with COVID, the actual disease caused by the virus, or even if you're caring for somebody who is sick in your household, you should definitely look into paid sick leave benefits. And those are available to folks who work for employers that have fewer than 500 employees, or anybody who's working for a nonprofit, and government employees as well. And in short, that paid sick leave is a financial benefit that covers 100% of your salary up to a cap of $511 per day over 10 days. So the maximum you can get in sick pay is $5,110. That's another great benefit. Then on the paid family leave side, that's another benefit. So people like me who are at home with our kids, my daughter's school has been shut down for well over a month, and anybody who wasn't able to work or who's, you know, staying at home to take care of the kids because the child's school has been shut down for 5 days or more, you're eligible to get medical leave pay. And again, federally mandated medical leave requires your employer to give you up to 2/3 of your pay, up to $200 a day, and a maximum of $10,000 total. And it can last for after 10 days of unpaid leave. That's when the paid leave kicks in. So what they've done is essentially extend some provisions with the Family Medical Leave Act. And so you can get up to 10 weeks worth of paid family leave benefits. I should also talk about the stuff that's available to low-income households. A lot of people who have kids on free and reduced meal plans at school, the elderly, the disabled, Native Americans, et cetera, people who are on SNAP or, you know, food stamps benefits, the Department of Health and Human Services has earmarked about $250 million just for the elderly, for example, for nutrition programs. They gave $1 billion overall to go towards food and nutrition support for vulnerable populations. So I'm encouraging people to go ahead and to tap into those benefits as well, especially because the average family of four spends about $1,000 a month on food. So even if one or two members in a low household, a low income household, gets free food, and it can be delivered through Meals on Wheels and other ways as well, they're going to save at least $250 or $500 a month. So yet another benefit comes in the form of economic relief for those hefty student loans that a lot of people have been paying. So right now, this will come as really great news to the 44 million Americans who have student loan debt. And in the aggregate, Americans owe about $1.5 trillion in student loan debt, and most of it, $1.3 trillion of it, is actually federal student loans, not private loans. And the feds just did something phenomenal, something completely unprecedented. They said that everybody with federal student loans does not have to make any payments at all for 6 months. So you get a payment hiatus, basically, from no regular principal payments, no interest, no fees, nothing, from April 2020 through May, June, July, August, and throughout the month of September 2020. So since the average person pays just over $380 a month in student loan payments, that, again, is yet another way that these economic relief packages are really going to provide some financial breathing room for so many people. And get this, this was the thing that really shocked me in the CARES Act. Not only are they going to let people who are, you know, had been making regular payments stop making those payments, they're even giving relief to folks who had been delinquent and in default status on their federal student loans. So at the federal level, all collections activity has stopped. So if you had your student loans in default, if you were behind on your taxes with the IRS even, of course that's federal, and you they had been chasing you down, so to speak, well, they're not going to engage in any collections activity. They're not going to seek payments. They're not going to add fees and late charges and interest. They're stopping all of that. They're not going to report you to the credit bureaus either and put anything negative on your credit reports. But on the student loan front, for those who had defaulted starting in early to mid-March, right before or right when President Trump declared coronavirus as a national emergency, they had a lot of people who went into default ever since March 13th when the pandemic was declared an emergency. And so the Education Department has decided, listen, for all those people who went through default, and there were over 830,000 of them, they said, we're actually going to refund all the money to them. So the government is now even refunding $1.8 billion to about 830,000 people who have federal student loans who had defaulted on those debts and had gone through debt collection. So so I did the math on it, and I said, wow, if you split, you know, $1.8 billion among roughly 830,000 student loan borrowers, that means the average person who's getting that money back is going to get just over $2,100, almost $2,200 per person.
Wow.
So, again, that's another great one.
Yeah.
And then lastly, I would highlight a ton of money that's available, nearly $350 billion in funding that's available through the Small Business Administration in the forms of forgivable loans and free grants. So the SBA has rolled out what I think is going to turn out to be the single most popular loan program in SBA history. It's called the Paycheck Protection Program. And so people are calling these PPP loans. So small business owners can get up to $10 million in loans at an interest rate of 1%, and the loans are either fully or partially forgivable. They're forgivable if you basically maintain payroll. The whole point of them doing this is, as the name suggests, paycheck protection. They want to keep people getting a paycheck. They want to keep people on the payroll. So if you spend at least 75% of the loan that you get on payroll over the next 8 weeks after getting the loan, then all of that is going to be forgivable. So if you get even a $10,000 SBA loan through the PPP program or a $100,000 loan and you end up spending it on your employees and the float salaries and even other things like mortgage interest, rent, or utilities for your business, all of that is forgivable under this program. So the demand has been out of this world for PPP loans. And so that's one thing that people should know about. And wow. It's not just, it's not just the folks we typically think about in terms of small business owners. Small business owners are generally defined as, you know, entrepreneurs who employ less than 500 employees. So that could be a pretty huge, company in my books. But what's really great about it is that they've expanded eligibility, just like for many other things, like for unemployment and other stuff. They've made far more people eligible for these. So everybody who has a side hustle of any kind, anybody who was a freelancer, an independent contractor, a gig economy worker, anybody who gets a 1099, a part-timer, et cetera, they are also eligible for these SBA loans and grants.
Wow.
So that PPP program is the most popular kind of loan program among many entrepreneurs, but so too is a second loan program that has a grant element to it, and it's called the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, or EIDL, from the Small Business Administration. So these loans are as much as $2 million. The rate is 3.75%. The term is as long as 30 years. And literally all you have to do is apply for the loan. And then once you complete successful application, again, not that you've actually been successfully approved for the loan, but just applying for the loan, at the end of that application process, you can also request a free grant up to $10,000. And so the grant is provided to applicants within 3 days of them applying. And then get this, even if you later get rejected or denied for the economic injury disaster loan, the grant is still yours to keep free and clear.
Wow.
So they could not have made it any easier for small business owners, freelancers, contractors, et cetera, to get some money to be able to stay afloat during the COVID-19 outbreak.
Wow.
So that was kind of a recap of, you know,
and
that's a lot, I know, but I just, that's part of why I wanted to really, you know, emphasize to people, look, stop looking just at the $1,200, you know, so-called stimulus payment. That's just a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all of these other benefits that are available to you, particularly unemployment, because we know that so much of the country has been shut down and ordered to not go to work. And so many, many more people are eligible for unemployment compensation. And that, I think, is even one for people to tap into. I know it's been frustrating. I know people have talked about, you know, getting kicked off of websites, about being timed out when they're online, about systems crashing, about phone lines, you know, being busy and having to call at all kind of crazy hours and, you know, just to try to get information or get through. But at the end of the day, it's worth it. You got to persevere this month to go ahead and apply for all of those things that you and your family might be eligible for, because we just don't know how long this coronavirus crisis is going to last.
Right.
And so you're going to need all the economic support you can get.
Mrs. Lynette Califani-Cox, thank you so much for your time and for your expertise in shedding some light and kind of removing the bandana from our eyes. We can actually now see clearly of all these other options and not have that tunnel vision for this one-time stimulus check. I really appreciate your time, and we will catch up soon.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.